USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly a million people in California have been getting messages like this by phone.
Due to an elevated wildfire risk, Southern California Edison is monitoring conditions closely and may initiate preventative power shutoffs in your area.
And in fact, that and other utilities have shut off more than a half million homes and businesses in Northern California so far. That's because of concerns about strong Santa Ana winds, which could bring down power lines and power poles, causing fires in the dry conditions. The White House refusing to cooperate in the House impeachment inquiry. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the White House counsel is calling the investigation constitutionally invalid because the full House hasn't voted on impeachment. Two people fatally shot at a German synagogue this morning on Yom Kippur. And this is USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Matt Lauer has just released a statement in which he denies claims made by a former NBC News employee that he raped her at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Variety has reported that Brooke Neville's claims are being revealed in Ronan Farrow's new book, Catch and Kill. She claims the former Today Show host had sex with her in a hotel room after a night of drinking, but it was non-consensual in the sense that she was too drunk to consent. The oldest surviving former president weighing in on House Democrats' decision to open that impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Speaking in Nashville yesterday, Jimmy Carter said,
I'm very glad that the Speaker of the House has ordained that the investigation go forward and then decide whether or not to proceed with the actual impeachment.
Little progress on the union's core issues as the auto workers are striking GM for a 24th day. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two arrests have been made in the murder of Joshua Brown. A key witness in the murder trial of former Dallas cop Amber Geiger, who was given 10 years last week for the murder of her neighbor, Botham John, who she shot last year inside his apartment that she says she mistook for her own. Brown was shot to death on Friday at his apartment complex in what police now say was a drug deal gone bad and unrelated to his testimony at that trial. American gymnast Simone Biles is now the most decorated female gymnast in history. She won her 21st World Championship medal yesterday in Germany, beating the previous female record of 20 medals. Former Vice President Joe Biden to announce a higher education plan that includes 2 years of free community college. The Biden campaign saying that giving free access to community college courses would cut the cost of a four-year degree in half. His plan would also invest $50 billion in high-quality job training programs, reduce student loan debt, and make more Pell Grants available. And here's another reason to get a dog if you don't already have one. Scientists say people who own dogs live longer. New research finding that dog owners are likely to live longer than people who don't have dogs, with a 24% lower risk of death from any cause. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And yes, I am starting late again. I am almost always late. There is a running joke in my family. My mom was a preemie. I was three weeks late. She's always early. I'm always late. Anyway, here I am doing Counselor's Chat. Again, I'm your host, Ruth Altamura Roll. I've got my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I have a small practice here in town. My little jingle says altarollcounselor.net. My new website is www.altarollcounselor.com. So it's altarroll with two L's, counselor.com. So you can follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook, and it will give you all of the shows that I have done in the past. You can even go on my website, again, www.altarroll2lscounselor.com, and you can also see some of my Counselor's Chat shows there. I do Counselor's Chat for several reasons. One is to promote good mental health, provide some education about mental health, let people know what licensed professional counselors do, and also to remove the stigma around seeking out counseling. So today's topic is emotional intelligence. Now, we all know of IQ. We take IQ tests. They are intelligent quotient, that is, how smart we are in terms of logic, figuring things out, putting things together, those types of things. They're not related to emotion, really. And sometimes people have very high IQs, have very low EQs. So that is part of why I want to talk a little bit about what an EQ, emotional quotient, is, or emotional intelligence. The term for emotional intelligence, let me see. There was a whole book written on emotional intelligence. Let me just want to get the author's name, make sure that I, here we go. Daniel Goleman came out with a book in the 90s called Emotional Intelligence, and it became a real, not only a bestseller, but it's a word that we psychologists, psychiatrists, people in my field have really taken on, and we use that a lot. And that it really is something that is therapists that we really do try and increase for people. So if you want to get some more information about emotional intelligence, you can get the book by Daniel Goleman, Emotional Intelligence. I often suggest clients to read that book. So what is emotional intelligence? Emotional intelligence is about how in touch we are with our feelings, basically. But even more so than that, it is a practice of self-awareness. So one of the things that happens quite often in therapy is the development of greater self-awareness, or in other words, another way of saying it is to become conscious of your own self. So often I have clients that come in and they're confused by their feelings. I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know what to do with the feeling. I don't have any coping skills. All I know is I feel depressed. And I'm going to use that word depressed not in terms of feeling sad or clinically depressed, but depressed, pressed down, squashed. Our emotions are shoved in there really deep, and we don't even know, we don't have words even to put on those feelings. So when we lack self-awareness, it's like trying to manage a car without a steering wheel. It's like we don't know where, and no GPS. No, we don't have any way to navigate, and we often feel pretty lost. Self-awareness involves understanding in yourself. So why do we do what we do? Why do we feel what we feel? Why do we like what we like? Because they will, because I like it. Well, no, there's always reasons. It's learning how to practice some mindfulness. So knowing what we're doing and why we're doing it is really important. So I give you an example. I'm a caretaker for my mom. I do it because she's my mom. It's insufficient. I'm a caretaker for my mom. I do it, and I have done it. I'm going to say I don't do it as nearly as much for that reason. I do it now because my mother's elderly and can't. When my mother was younger and I was younger, much, much younger, I would do it so that I would get, I didn't know why, because she was my mom. You got to do these things. She's my mom. But I realized that I did it because I needed her love, her attention, her approval, and her, that was a huge one, getting her approval. I don't need my mother's approval anymore, but I recognized that was why I did so much of what I did. Mom, do you like the outfit? Mom, do you like the color I've picked? Mom, do you like the boyfriend I'm going out with? Mom, do you like my haircut? Do you like my lipstick color? Mom, do you like looking for her approval? Knowing what I was doing was asking for her, not just wanting her opinion, wanting her approval. Okay? So rather than just be on autopilot and just always asking her, it was recognizing I needed her approval because it was something that I never got. My mom is super critical. So to get her approval was pretty rare. And so I was always striving for that, not knowing that. Put me in a position where I was always striving for that. When I recognized that, gee, I'm doing this for approval, you know, doing this so I could get her approval, not her opinion. See, it's a deeper level. I realized, you know what, wait a minute, I really don't need her approval. I'm an adult. I don't need my mother's approval. It's nice if she agrees with something or likes something, but it's not necessary. So there's a shift. And the more self-awareness that we gain, the better able we are to take care of ourselves. I know when I'm tired, it's time for me to slow down or take a nap or go to bed. I know when I'm hungry, okay? I know when I'm angry. Well, what do I do now when I'm angry? I'm not angry. What do you mean? I'm not angry. I'm fine, okay? Self-knowledge is, you know what, yeah, actually, I'm angry. There's so many times people are talking to me in session, and I'll say, you sound angry, and they go, I'm not angry. Okay. Sounds angry. Not angry. And that's part of what happens in therapy. I become, any therapist becomes the mirror. So we see what we see, we mirror it back. Jahari's window. I don't know, I've talked about that with clients. I've talked about it on occasion here. There's four window panes. And one window pane says, only you know things about me that I don't know. You know things about me I don't know. I know things about me you don't know. There's things about me that I don't know and you don't know. And there's things about me that I know and you know. So there's times when someone might say, wow, you sound really angry. Nope. No, I'm not angry. I'm fine. I'm reflecting back and may open that window where I know something about you that you don't know. And you eventually go, yeah, you know what, actually, and this happens. You know, I was thinking about what we talked about last week, and you're right. I'm really angry about what happened. So now I know and you know. Okay. So that's part of the process. One of the ways we can gain self-awareness is, well, not one, I'm going to say some of the ways, is through therapy, journaling, practicing mindfulness, quiet time, turn your phone off, look inward, notice, what am I feeling right now? It's not uncommon to have something happen and a day later, an hour later, a week later, and even in therapy, sometimes years later, to say, wow, that was a huge loss for me. And now I am grieving. And you know, now I'm really angry about what happened. I didn't realize how angry I was until we started to talk about it. And so that is the gaining of self-awareness. Know what you're feeling. Very important. And being, giving yourself permission to be with those uncomfortable, icky feelings, learning new coping skills. So what do I do now? Now that I'm angry, what do I do? Now that, you know, I have spent my life being sarcastic and passive aggressive. I didn't realize those things about me. So now that I've realized those things about me, those things are based in anger. Let me learn ways of being assertive, and I'm going to stop being sarcastic because it doesn't really help unless I'm really trying to be funny. So that's the self-awareness. So I'm going to take a commercial break. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back in a few minutes after we hear from our sponsors.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Well, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I've my master's in counseling, nationally certified, and a licensed professional counselor. I am talking today about emotional intelligence. It is something that phrase was coined in the 90s by Daniel Goleman, who wrote the book on emotional intelligence, and I'm talking about sort of the five aspects. The first one is practicing self-awareness, gaining self-awareness. The next one is channeling your emotions well. Now, I say this to clients all the time. There's no such thing as a good feeling or a bad feeling. Feelings are either pleasant or unpleasant. We have four basic feelings: sad, mad, glad, and afraid. Out of those four feelings, only one of them is actually pleasant. So the rest of them are rather unpleasant. But it's what we do with them. First of all, the self-awareness is I need to identify them. And then it's, what do I do with it? What is that emotion telling me about what I might need to do? How may it help in creating a good decision? I'm not going to use my logic only. I may need to also use how I feel about something. So if I am angry in a relationship, am I always feeling hurt? I'm always uncomfortable. If I'm always sad, if I'm afraid to see this person, if I feel, I may need to think about, wow, those feelings are telling me this may not be the best relationship for me, and it's time for me to move on. So it's our reaction to the feelings that can be considered good or bad. Am I using my feelings in a way that's creating greater mental health, better choices in my life? Or am I swallowing those feelings and not allowing them to help me? And they fester, such as anger. And so often anger is something that festers within people, and they... and it comes out sideways, is what we would say, that meaning I kick the dog, I scream at the kids, I curse at the phone, I punch the wall, you know, those kinds of things, rather than learning how several weeks ago I talked about being assertive. It's okay to say, you know what, I'm really angry about this. It's okay. This really frustrates the heck out of me. You know what? Before I say something to you that I'm going to really regret, I'm going to go for a walk and cool off. When I cool off, I'm going to come back and I want us to sit down and talk about it. That is a healthy way to work out anger, an uncomfortable feeling. Okay? So managing our emotions is part of good, healthy emotional intelligence. Self-awareness, managing emotions. Another one is self-motivation. So learn how to motivate yourself. That is really important. Because you know what? Frankly, there's so many things. Ugh, I don't really want to do it. I don't want to have to clean the dishwasher or fold laundry or rake leaves or pay bills or change the sheets or go to work, or I don't really want to do anything. However, when we can begin to self-motivate, okay, it is sort of the idea of, okay, I need to do something, not do something to distract, but I need to do something. There's things that I need to accomplish. What's going to give me sort of a sense of purpose? I have a task. Okay, that is, when it is complete, I'm going to feel good about it. So Why was I late this morning? Why am I late any morning? Generally speaking, I am doing tasks. This morning, I needed to get my bills organized. I couldn't find my... I have, like, my bills are all wrapped in a rubber band. I couldn't figure out where I put it. Luckily, I found it, so I needed to get my bills organized. I have mail that needs to go out, so I needed to put them in envelopes and, put stamps on it, get ready to do that. I needed to promote my show. I had some phone calls to make. I need to talk to my mom every morning. So there's things, and it was a sense of purpose. I had tasks to accomplish. You know, I finally got in touch with the guy who's going to come and clean out the chimney for our wood-burning stove. I made the appointment. Task-orientated. Heck, I don't know. I would have rather stayed in bed. But I needed to do these things because my life needs to happen and things need to be organized. And if we don't accomplish things, if I don't do the dishes, they're going to pile up. And they're going to pile up. And they're going to get moldy. And they're going to get flies. And they're going to get wormy. And it's going to smell. And it's going to... You know, so the downside of not doing things is, I'm going to use the word corruption. Things get corrupted. When I do things, when I do maintenance, when I take care of things, when I get things done and organize, things happen, and it is motivating. It's self-motivating. There's leaves out. You know, we're going to get out there, going to get the leaves taken care of. Looks better. Motivate myself. So there's a little bit of planning involved. So it's sort of like if I don't really want to do anything, I find something to do. There's always something that I can do. Doodle, play a game on whatever, you know, talk to a stranger, learn a musical instrument, read a book. I don't need to stay on my iPad all the time. Go to the library, go for a walk. All of these things that you may not necessarily, like I have a client always saying, go for a walk. You know, and I even said yesterday, you know, if we just had a ball and put the ball on the floor, I said, the ball just sits there. That's what it wants to do. Lacks motivation to do anything. But once push the ball, okay, so that's part of the motivation, push the ball, and the ball just rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled. So once there is something that begins the action, then the motion continues. So, you know, go out and walk. Just go out and walk around the block once. Next thing you know, you're going to be walking around the block more frequently. It becomes a new routine. You're doing something. So self-motivation, how you handle your feelings, self-awareness, these are all parts of emotional intelligence. Another part of emotional intelligence is called empathy. Now, in our society, we are losing that ability to be empathetic. And we are, sad to say, becoming hardened to what other people feel. When we are in healthy relationships have empathy. So that means I recognize the emotions in another person. It creates a healthier relationship. Now, there's a difference between empathy and sympathy. So, you know, I'm walking down the street, there's a guy laying in the gutter. I walk by, and I go, gee, that's really too bad. I feel bad for you. Must be really tough being you. Okay, that's kind of sympathy. Empathy is, I'm walking down the street, I see this guy laying there in the gutter. I'm like, wow, that poor guy. He must feel terrible. I wonder if he needs help. Okay? So, empathy gives us the ability to connect with others on an emotional basis. I know what it feels like. Maybe not necessarily to be in the gutter, but to be kicked aside. I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to be disappointed or unloved or bullied or ignored. I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to be happy. I know what it feels like to grieve. I know what it feels like to be angry. So when I don't see, this is the self-awareness. If I know what it feels like and I can put the words on it and I have good skills on how to manage those feelings, when I see someone that is struggling with something similar, I can say, I know what that's like. I can understand. And even if I haven't, and they're telling me, oh my gosh, you know, my child has cancer, I'm devastated. I never had a child with cancer. I couldn't say that I would exactly know, but I know what it feels like to be devastated. So I can have empathy for that person. So my self-awareness, my ability to also manage my emotions, can help me connect with someone else. I know what it's like to feel vulnerable, unaccepted, afraid, sad, mad, glad. I know those feelings. We all know those feelings. Unless we are living as an automaton where we are not aware of who we are. So that's part of why an emotional intelligence, the very first thing is self-awareness. So I'm going to take another short little commercial break, and I will be back in a few seconds with more of Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm talking to you about emotional intelligence. Now, emotional intelligence was coined around somewhere in the early 90s, came out with a book but written by Daniel Goleman called Emotional Intelligence. So, sorry, that's my phone. I'm going to just let it ring. I'm not going to get it. And it'll stop ringing momentarily. Anyway, so emotional intelligence includes self-awareness, knowing what you're feeling, knowing how to handle your feelings, good coping skills. It involves empathy. It involves learning how to motivate yourself, and it involves values. Values. And it's a question I ask clients on an intake interview. What values do you use when you make a decision? So values are not necessarily a logical thing. I value things like hard work. I value things like honesty, loyalty. I value things like respect. I value things like taking care of our earth, not exploiting people, being open. I value generosity. I value things like being genuine, real. So I value honesty, virtue. I value logic. I value common sense. See, these are things that I value. So when, and just probably just a few, okay, so when we are not aware of our values, just think of the mess we may create. Respect doesn't matter. I don't care if I respect you, you don't respect me, I don't care. That's not a value I have. So I disrespect you, you disrespect me. I may sneeze. Oh, sorry. Honesty. I don't value honesty. I'll cheat you, you cheat me. I don't value loyalty. I can exploit people. So knowing what you value is really important based on decision-making skills. So if we just take logic, so here I am a banker, I am an IT person, and I am really good at being an IT person, and I have people that work under me. Okay, I'm a manager. If I work solely from logic, then I may not know when an employee gets me angry, so I take it out on everybody. I don't know how to motivate myself, so I don't motivate others. I don't know how to be assertive. I'm either passive aggressive or aggressive. This is I'm the manager. I'm passive aggressive or aggressive. I don't know how to motivate myself. I don't know how to motivate other people. I'm not self-aware. I have no empathy. That was your dog that died? I don't care. You're coming to work tomorrow. No empathy. You know what? Why don't you take a couple of days off? Take a couple of days off. That's fine. Empathy. It's got a, you need a little time to recuperate. Okay? Values. So, again, I value loyalty, honesty, respect. I respect you, my employee. You respect me. I'm your employer. I when I worked at Crawford House, one of the things that was really sort of like really important to me was a happy employee makes a happy customer. So I did a whole lot of work to see to it that the employees at Crawford House received good benefits, good pay. There was empathy. I provided as much empathy as I can to foster what was important to me, loyalty to the program. So these things are really important. Now you can go read the book. You can Google emotional intelligence, and you will find a whole lot of information on it, which is part of what I do and what I did and what I do. It is something, like I said, that many therapists use, gaining self-awareness, motivation, what are your values, how do you handle your feelings, your level of empathy. Just think. In a relationship. So I'm in a relationship. We're not getting along. Our communication really is terrible. I'm angry at you. You're angry at me. You don't tell me you're angry at me. However, you happen to be pretty passive aggressive. passive aggressive. It's things like, hey, honey, can you stop at the store on your way home and get milk? Comes home. Did you get the milk? Oh, yeah, no, I forgot. That's a passive aggressive move, okay? So it's sort of like a little thing like that. Sometimes, yes, we do genuinely forget something. However, if there's empathy involved, you know what? I know that my spouse is going to be, you know, upset if I, and I don't want to upset my spouse. I don't like it when I feel upset or annoyed or frustrated or let down. And I'm loyal to my spouse, so I will stop and pick up the milk. I may feel a little angry about it because I'm rushed. I may say that. So I've got working on good communication skills. You know, honey, I'm really a little frustrated about having to stop and pick up the milk because I've just been feeling so rushed today. However, I'll stop and get it. Now, spouse may say, you know what, if I understand how you're feeling, listen, you know what, we just forget about it. We could do without milk tonight. I'll pick it up tomorrow. It's just not that big of a deal. Okay? So it helps with, this emotional intelligence helps with the way we communicate with each other. It helps with building relationships. It helps with self-esteem, you know, self-awareness, self-esteem. Wow, you know what? I really thought that I was this awful person because that's what I was told. Oh, you know what? Everything is my fault. And I don't deserve good things. I don't deserve happy relationships. I don't deserve to be treated well. That is a false narrative. Self-awareness, I realize that I'm actually a good person. Not perfect, but good person. And I do deserve good things. I deserve, respect is important to me. I want to respect others, and I want others to respect me. Therefore, I don't deserve to be in a relationship that's abusive. I don't deserve that. Self-awareness begins to grow. I deserve to have relationships with people who love me and respect me and who are loyal to me because those things are important to me. Those are things that I value. See how that works? Anyway, I hope this was useful. It's something that I talk about in with my clients. Like I said, oftentimes I'll even suggest the book for clients to get. I use it in couples counseling along with other areas such as Imago counseling and cognitive behavioral therapies. So, we are at the end of the show. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show. I am a licensed professional counselor, not a social worker, not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I am a counselor. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. You can go to my webpage, www.altarroll2lscounselor.com. And you can also call me at 908-237-2899 if you would like to make an appointment. I don't keep a waiting list. If you have a comment about the show, please feel free to give me a call and let me know. If you have a topic idea, I'd love to hear from you. So my task is to work a little bit more on being better on time. And hopefully, you know, if you notice that you need some growth in your emotional intelligence, IQ, EQ, you can work on that too. So I will be back next week, and I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for this afternoon, chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 60. Winds are coming from the northeast around 19 miles an hour. I'm sorry, that was 10 miles an hour. Tonight, showers likely, mainly before 9 p.m., then cloudy with low around 48. Thursday, a slight chance of showers before 9 a.m., and then chance of rain on and off throughout the day until after 3. Then it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Thursday night, chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low of 48. Friday, chance of rain, mainly before 9 a.m., and then mostly cloudy with a high near 62. Friday night, also a slight chance of rain before 9 p.m., then mostly cloudy. And Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 69, and Sunday will also be mostly sunny with a high near 69. So it looks like we've got a great weekend ahead, and I'm just really glad we finally got rain. And it is currently 56.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.